Welcome to the Lotco Business Podcast, a show all about helping you as a retailer, brand, or creative understand the actual business side of running your business. I offer straightforward, practical advice about the nitty-gritty of making money from your creative passion. We will be covering bite-sized business and marketing lessons, as well as interviews with experts and trailblazers in the fashion, homewares, and design industries. My name is Melissa Robbins. I'm a business coach, colour-loving, non-coffee-drinking Melburnian. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to today's episode. My name is Melissa Robbins. I thank you so much for joining me here. I really appreciate your time, your energy, and I hope that I can repay you with some, you know, lots of information and helpful hints to help you with your product-based business, with your retail store, with your online store, with your brand, with, you know, growing your business and helping it to become something that, yeah, your dreams are made of, really, and so that you have can create a, you know, great income from your business. You can, you love what you do and you're passionate about it and it brings you joy as well. That's all I ask for. Not much to ask, I know. What I wanted to talk to you about today is your emails. So, and email marketing and how that can contribute to your business. What are some of the important things that you need to have in place? Now, this could be, you know, if you're starting out, then to try and set these up from the very beginning. If you've been going for a little while, then just making sure that you have, you know, start implementing and adding these things into your business. This can be if you've been going for 20 years and you've got, you know, had been doing emails, but you're sort of just not quite sure what it should look like now. These are some important things that should be in place. And I am very passionate about email marketing because it's one of those owned media. It's something that you can control. You have control over, you know, how often you send your emails, what they look like, the design elements, who you're sending it to, and, you know, how you segment your list and how you decide who gets what emails. You can decide, you know, which particular things you're going to promote. You can decide on the sort of format that you're going to, you know, present and the way that you're going to go about it and all the things like subject lines and all that sort of stuff too. So you can control your email. So you can control your output. And ideally, email marketing would be at least 30% of your total income. So email marketing should be contributing at least, you know, a certain percentage to your business. And it'd be great if you understood what that was and what that looked like as a total. And then you can also track each email and each, you know, time that you send out. Not every email is going to bring you sales because you don't want to be sending just sales emails. But it definitely would be great to understand how much of your income, your total sales, do come from your email marketing and the time that you invest in it. As a generalization, the, you know, every dollar spent on email marketing can contribute up to 30 to 42 times return on investment. That's a sort of stat that, you know, HubSpot or someone has created. I'm sure I've read it somewhere and I know that I will put that in the show notes too. So I know that that's come from somewhere as well. But okay, email marketing. Ideally, you would have at least these five flows set up so that they were automated and so they could bring in business to you without you actually having to physically create a new email every time you sort of have someone come onto your list. So let's go into what they are. There's five different email sequences, essentially. So flows or email sequence is what they could be called, or workflows depending on what email system you use. And so everyone should have at least, well, ideally all five of these, but if you've only got the first couple, let's get into what they are. Number one is your welcome sequence. Now, you probably have heard that as also called a nurture sequence. So essentially, anytime someone does sign up to your list, and there's multiple ways where you can try and get people to do that. I've got that in another podcast episode, which I'll link in the show notes. But what you want to be doing is when people do sign up to your list, they have a series of emails that go out anywhere between, you know, the first instantly that they sign up, that goes out, an email goes out to them, up to sort of a week to 10 days after they've signed up. So that whole welcome sequence comes out over 7 to 10 days. And that email sequence should be about, you know, letting them know maybe you're delivering the freebie or the offer that you send out the first time, whether it's a percentage off or a dollar value or a welcome email. Then you might also, you know, do some education. You might talk about your best sellers. You might talk about the features of your product or what are the benefits of your product. You might show some inspirational imagery of people using your product or how it's styled. Those sort of things, just to really get someone to understand and know who you are and about your brand and what you stand for, what your values are as well. So that, I've got, again, a whole podcast episode on what your email sequence should look like. But as a generalization, an email sequence, when you're welcoming someone in, is, you know, the welcome flow. That's number one. Number two is your abandoned cart email. So again, this is something that can be automated. If you're using something like Shopify, they have one set up in place already, and it's just a matter of you tweaking them and editing them and making sure that they're customized to you. Also, with things like Klaviyo, they have really unique and specialized ones that you can set up to actually have that abandoned cart flow go out to people and very customized to what their actual product is that they abandoned. All right, so making sure that you have an abandoned cart email set up, because with your conversion rate and your stats on your website, most of the time your conversion rate anywhere between 1% to 5% would be ideal that it was at least over 1%. But let's just say for most e-commerce websites, that is quite a normal range that it could be in. If your add to cart rate is normally ideally, again, up to 8 to 11% would be great. I've seen quite a lot lately that are quite low, like 2 to 3%. It's like, how do we make sure that you're working on that, how to actually get people to add to cart in the first place? That's something to focus on. But anyway, people are going to abandon cart. It's totally normal. It's very expected. So making sure that you actually sending something out, you know, a series of 1 to 3 emails to actually try and capture back some of that lost abandoned cart, because often people just abandon because they, you know, got distracted, you know, something else has happened. They couldn't find their card, or they've like, oh, maybe I don't have any money in there right now, whatever it might be. There's lots of different reasons. And so, you know, it definitely is a worthwhile venture to make sure that you're sending out those 1 to 3 emails after they abandon cart. And I would be sending that first one in the first hour. And then obviously the next couple might be in the next few days, and you might offer free shipping, or you might offer something as an incentive to, you know, capture that cart that they have abandoned as well. And again, these can be set up in within your system. Within, say, Klaviyo has a specialized thing where you can connect it to your Shopify, and it triggers when someone does abandon cart. And if you're using something like Shopify, you can make sure you customize that as well. So number three is the browse abandonment. So not just that they have added it to cart, but maybe they've been looking at particular things. And so Shopify can also pick up on that based on, you know, the cookies and what they're tracking, and send an email. This, again, Klaviyo helps you do this if you're using this in your, if Klaviyo is your email system. And it can trigger, you know, when someone's looked at something in particular, but they haven't actually added it to cart in the first place. You can send a little reminder like, hey, I saw you were looking at this. You know, maybe this was, you know, this is another way to style it, or this is something to do with what a benefit of that product is as well. So having something like that set up, so you actually letting people know, just a reminder, hey, you know, even though it feels like a bit like stalking at times as well, when I do get it, I'm like, hey, I don't need you to, you know, tell me that I was on that website and checking things out. But it does make you think, oh, and often, you know, that's where retargeting can work as well, because often I'll add things to cart and then, you know, a week later I'm retargeted with that same product. And I'm like, again and again and again that I see it, I'm like, okay, maybe I do actually want it, and, you know, we'll buy it after getting fed that information a number of times. So anyway, that's obviously retargeting, a completely different issue, but definitely having something where people are abandoning what they're viewing and looking at, you can have those connections set up between your Shopify and Klaviyo or your other email system as well. Number four is post-purchase. So making sure that you are really maximizing that customer experience and customer journey someone has with you, and really, you know, giving them over giving the love there, where, you know, they're giving you more information than they probably need. I think that's better to have more than less, and it also will save you on customer service emails and things like that having to respond to if you're giving people all that information up front. So letting them know, you know, when things are going to get sent, what their tracking numbers are, how long it's expected to take. Here's some, you know, ways to contact us if you need to. I hope you get excited about it. And just really above and beyond, letting people know that you appreciate it, that these are the experience that they're going to have, and this is the, you know, contact and everything like that. So adding to that trust factor too, so when someone has purchased, it gives you that opportunity to connect with your customer and to, you know, clear out any issues that they may have or any queries that they may have about, you know, buying that product as well. So that's number four, which is the post-purchase, and really making sure that customer experience is a beautiful one when they actually have purchased from you, and that they're excited to get it and they know all the information about the product that they've bought as well. And number five is, I like to call this one like a forever sequence one, where you just take your best emails that you may have sent over time. And this is going to be dependent if you've got products that have a very short lifespan, or if you've got time sensitive things that are going on your sales as well on your website. But I think a forever sequence is a great one that you set up for when someone actually comes part of your list, and you just, instead of your welcome sequence, which might only last like 7 to 10 days, the forever sequence might be something that takes over, it might take over 6 to 12 months. And it might just be, let's say, between, you know, 4 to 6 emails that you have sent out previously to other customers. But because this person's only on your list now, you can send it out to them as part of the forever sequence. So it's not one of the emails that they're going to get regularly that you're going to send as a separate email, but it's just something set up. So maybe it is previously you had a great, you know, user-generated content email, which really showcased awesome, you know, styling or awesome setup of your product. And so that would be a great email that you could then reuse into your forever sequence. Or maybe it's a great email that converted really high when you sent it out, you know, 3 months ago. So knowing what your numbers are on your previous emails you've sent out, maybe it was a weekly one, but you can add that into your forever one now because the person is new on the list. They didn't get it 3 months ago. Is there another one which is, you know, a great educational piece? Is there another one just had great imagery or great GIF? Or what can you do and into this forever sequence that it's just another one of those emails that they might not get, as I said, like it's only maybe 4 to 6 over a 6 to 12 month period. So it's not like they're getting them all the time, but it's just that other way to have those automations set up. And so they're getting information that could have been gold that you've created, you know, months ago. And so then, but when someone comes onto your list, they're going to get that too. So it's not wasted content. It's repurposing content that you've had previously as well. And the other one you can have set up is that win back one where you haven't heard from someone for a while or they haven't been on your website for a while. And so you can really try and win them back by, you know, showcasing bundles that you've got available, different offers you've got available. Maybe you offer them free shipping, or maybe you have like a birthday thing, or how can you try and get people back to your website and get them if they haven't been a regular visitor or they haven't opened their emails for a while? Is there something you can do to trigger that, oh yes, I still want to be here and yes, I'm still interested? I've had some come out to me that say, you know, I haven't opened them for a while. Obviously, they're list and they're like, you're going to be off unless you, you know, reply to this email. And I'm like, oh, actually, I still do want to be on there. And so I reply to that and then I sort of become obviously an active member again. So there's definitely ones that you can do to try and build that relationship. So that's 6. I know that I always do this and I always add something in extra. So the 4 were, the number 1 is the welcome series. So 4 to 6 emails going out between 7 and 10 days. The next one is the abandoned cart sequence. So 1 to 3 emails. And then you've got a browser abandonment flow as well. So if someone's just been looking but they haven't added it to cart, what else can you share with them and show them? The next one is the thank you and the follow-up. So really post-purchase, making sure that they've got all the information that they need. And so they're really satisfied and they've got a beautiful customer experience by, you know, getting all the communication that they need from you to know when their order's coming, how long it's going to take and all that sort of stuff too. So I hope that helps. And if you need help with your email marketing, I am super passionate about it. And I have my Nail Your Email Marketing program, which if you just, you know, DM me now, nail it in my Instagram, I'll send you the links and all the details for it. But what it's all about is helping you understand what sort of emails to send, how to set up the design elements of them, what are the important factors when you're sending emails, and how to build a real community around your email newsletters as well. So it's not just a selling, it's also for, you know, engaging with your customers as well. All right, so I hope that's helped and I really look forward to, you know, helping you increase your sales via email marketing and helping you understand how to use it better to connect with your customers and to really make sure that you're maximizing the, you know, the time and investment that you put into it as well. All right, so I look forward to sharing more with you soon. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to the Lotco Business Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe to receive future episodes as they are released. And I'd be so, so grateful for a review on Apple Podcast. If you would like a copy of the show notes or any of the links mentioned today, please jump onto my website at thelotco.com.au/podcast. Have an amazing week and I look forward to chatting to you again soon.